Did you not at that time consider me a foolish man of business? I had great foreboding, sire. Hafid nodded and spread his arms toward the loading platforms. Will you now admit that your concern was without ground? Yes, sire. Then let me encourage you to maintain faith in this decision until I explain my plans. I am now an old man, and my needs are simple. Since my beloved Leisha has been taken from me after so many years of happiness, it is my desire to distribute all of my wealth among the poor of this city. I shall keep only enough to complete my life without discomfort. Besides disposing of our inventory, I wish you to prepare the necessary documents which will transfer the ownership of every emporium to he who now manages each for me. I also wish you to distribute 5,000 gold talents to these managers as a reward for their years of loyalty, and so that they may restock their shelves in any manner that they desire. Erasmus began to speak, but Hafid's raised hand silenced him. Does this assignment seem unpleasant to you? The bookkeeper shook his head and attempted to smile. No, sire, it is only that I cannot understand your reasoning. Your words are those of a man whose days are numbered. It is your character, Erasmus, that your concern should be for me instead of yourself. Have you no thoughts for your own future when our trade empire is disbanded?